Hello, welcome to Kasinatian, Kasayuran, Kasaysayan, Kamatuuran, a show dedicated to discussing the latest topics of interest on Philippine politics and society from the perspective of Filipinos in general and Cebuanos in particular. This is your host, Ryan Dave Raila, educator and voice in the wind. For this episode tonight, we will have a guest from the Department of Social Sciences and Philosophy of the University of San Jose Recoletos. He is Professor Gary Gulay, and he specializes in philosophy. May gabi, Sir Gary.
May gabi, Sir Ryan. Thank you for having me in your program or in your...
in the podcast, sir. Thank you, sir. Thank you, podcast, sir. No, it's an honor to have you here. Now, there has been much news that the Department of Social Sciences and Philosophy is offering a new degree program, and that is the AB Philosophy program. No, so this is, I believe, this is a revival, sir, of an older program.
Yes, sir. Basically, in the early 2000s, there was still a philosophy program offered by the department. Mm-hmm. However, when most of the students of the university, most of the philosophy students of the university were seminarians. Mm-hmm. However, when the seminarists decided that their seminarians would just study in their own schools and they pulled out their students from the university, there was really a decline of number of students in the university. Mm-hmm. And it led to the program, to the fusion of the program, but it was not really closed. Mm-hmm. So this time it's now revived.
Mm-hmm. So it's now revived, sir. But there's also information here that you have three tracks, no? Three sakto ba, or is it correct?
Sir Glenn, the dean, terms it as specializations.
Specialization.
So basically, it's still philosophy with all the requirements, courses for a degree in philosophy. However, there are additional courses based on the specializations. Like, there are three specializations offered, like paralegal studies, so AB philosophy in specialization in paralegal studies, AB philosophy in specialization in research, and AB philosophy with specialization in literature. So the specializations offer the same major subjects, but depending on the specialization, there are additional specific subjects that are unique to each specialization.
So, if I may ask, sir, when will these specializations be offered or available to the students? Will it be available, for example, on the get-go? For example, they will be divided according to specialization on the first year? Or will it be on the later years once they have established their foundations?
It's in the later years, sir. Later years, because in the first 2 years... they basically have the same courses.
Same courses, I see. So, yes, to reiterate, sir, no, for our audiences, we have AB Philosophy with specialization in literature. We have AB Philosophy with specialization in paralegal studies. Then AB Philosophy with specialization in research. If I may ask, sir, why these three specializations?
It's basically because these are the common questions, like there is an existing mentality that philosophy is only for it's like a preparation for something. It's like a preparation for law, it's a preparation for another course, which is we don't really take it negatively because that's the reality of the time, but we don't really want that to be the main maybe the main something like attitude in taking up philosophy, that it's just a preparation. Because we also want to offer philosophy because the students are really interested to study philosophy. However, so we need to adjust to the needs of that time. And as what I've said, whatever specialization would they take, they would still take the necessary philosophy subjects or courses. And there are just the specializations are just additional courses in the later years for them to help them in their, if ever they would proceed according to what specialization would they want to proceed.
I see. So it's so basically, sir, these specializations are these are components, no? Components that would gradually build up build the students up for let's say different career paths.
They still have whatever specialization they would take. They still it's still a major in philosophy with all the required subjects that the CHED required for an AB philosophy major student.
I see. So, sir, if I may also ask, sir, no, in relation to this one, before we go to the talking points, is there, for example, has the department or the college determined what we call a market demand for more philosophy majors in the near future?
It's more on when there was something like a clamor or a suggestion for philosophy to be revived. It's not we know for a fact that philosophy is not really a degree in which many would take. That's a reality.
Yeah.
Even in the U.S., there is a declining number. There are a lot of universities closing their programs in philosophy. However, we should not forget the essence or the importance or the significance of philosophy. Still, even if there is a misconception that even in our talking points, in our points later, I would be using two references in order for me to also summarize my points. Also, in one of the references which I even shared in my Facebook, where there is an article entitled "What Want a Good Job? Major in Philosophy." So the author Christina Grob was saying, if you want to have a good job, you have to major in philosophy. So, however, she stated also there that there is a prevalent conception that philosophy is just stupid knowing, wherein we have to question a lot, when in fact they're no longer that applicable to a lot of fields in our time. So we don't want to go to that kind of path. And we really accept the fact that we do not expect that there are a lot of students who will enroll in philosophy. However, for a university, or a Catholic university, to be better also, it should also give chance for liberal arts, especially philosophy, to be offered.
Yes, no? As a Catholic university, sir, San Jose has, for example, let's say it has trained a lot of professionals that are proficient in the use of logic in daily applications, no? And perhaps in that regard, it's also a tradition for many Catholic schools throughout the country that they have been offering philosophy since the beginning of their existence as schools. But in relation to that, sir, no, before we go to the talking points, can we say that the revival of the philosophy program for for the College of Arts and Sciences, for San Jose in general, is a sort of looking back, or a sort of let's say retracing back the roots of the school as well, as a form of its mandate for Catholic education.
I cannot speak on behalf of the what the administrators see about this, but I think they see also the importance. Even when there were no enrollees, or there were very few enrollees, and that was why it was that there was a freeze in philosophy. The decision was just to freeze, not really to close, because I think the administrators know the importance of philosophy and its significance. Mm. It's just that there are a lot of misconceptions, maybe, which I'd like to present later, maybe because others would say there are no hard skills that can be learned in majoring philosophy, and the content would no longer be relevant in our present time. Later on, I'll present also the necessary skills that philosophy students can learn, and the content that they would have in taking up philosophy.
I see. So, sir, let's go now to the top talking points, no? And on this regard, we go to the first one. For example, if a student asks you what program to take, why choose philosophy? What's in it, for example, for the Gen Z students, no, the new generation of students who basically have a very different learning curve than the previous generations, no, and they are basically born in a time when learning is quite challenged because of the quarantine and because of the whole debacle of COVID-19. So why choose philosophy?
In our time, there are a lot of realizations like what are the essentials, what are the basic, what's the inherent value of things. And if we talk about philosophy, well, this may be a cliche, but when we talk about philosophy, philosophy really has an inherent value. Mm. Inherent value. But it's not just that, because in reality, we understand that students and parents send their children to school now, not just for the reason that they really want their children to learn. Gone were the days when students would go to school for the sake or for the love of knowledge. We know for a fact that in our time, students or parents would send their children to school because for a greener pasture, for a better, for a good earning job in the future, to prepare their children to land a job, because that's the reality in our time. So, why would I suggest philosophy? Because, in the first place, I believe that there are necessary skills that students that would major in philosophy would learn, and that the content that they would have in philosophy would be very helpful for them, not just to navigate in their life for a better career, but also for their choices and for a meaningful life. So, for example, I have here listed some three skills that are expected for philosophy students to learn in their studies of the degree. In their study of the degree. So I got this from the Critical Thinkers Academy.com also, and as I was reading, I also confer to the ideas that they presented. So first skill is AB philosophy or philosophy major students are expected to learn how to think logically, critically, and independently. So that is a very necessary skill, or that's a very important skill, how to think logically, critically, and independently. Then second, how to communicate ideas and arguments clearly and effectively. So in philosophy, it's expected that you would really a philosophy student would really need to understand and decipher a lot of readings or a lot of words and articles or books. And because of reading, the training for reading would always prepare students to have a better communication skills. Mm-hmm. Not just that, they are taught to give arguments clearly and effectively. Because in philosophy, you don't just say, you also make a statement. And that statement should not just be for the sake of flowery words or for the sake of convincing, but it should be really substantial.
Mm.
And the third skill is, it's expected for philosophy students in the course of their study of the degree to know how to reason with abstract concepts and how to apply abstract concepts to particular cases. So I'd like to reiterate the three. If you have these three skills, like to think logically and critically and independently, to communicate, you develop a good communication skill, both in oral and in writing.
Mm-hmm.
And you know how to reason with abstract concepts, and you know how to identify, you can identify how to apply these abstract concepts in particular cases, then I know these are the skills that employers are looking for employees. Mm. They don't want to welcome workers who cannot think independently, who cannot think logically and critically.
Mm.
They don't also want to hire people who cannot communicate well their ideas and who cannot even write their ideas or. And they cannot, they don't like also workers. I mean, if you're an employer, it's a plus for an applicant if he can show good reasoning and can know how to apply abstract concepts to particular cases.
Mm.
Because it's a reality in the field that they really have to apply things or in many particular cases. So if they have these three skills which philosophy would try to hone and develop in them, so there's no reason for them not to be hired.
I see. So basically, sir, if we boil down those three skills into one word, it would be design thinking or design thinker, no? I think that's the term, or a versatile, let's say, perhaps an adaptable person, or how would we say this?
Mm-hmm.
Someone who is
flexible,
yes, resourceful.
Mm-hmm. Can easily adapt and can see because in philosophy, they would study the truth, they would study what is good, they would study beauty, they would study what is life. They would study these are all in the they would study politics, they would study the environment, they would study what is science, what is technology. So they are immersed and they are exposed to a lot of ideas about so many things, and they can identify the differences of these fields because they are studied differently in different courses in the program.
Mm.
And also, sir, I'd like also to point out the content of the degree program. First is, when they would study philosophy, they would study about the views of some of the most influential philosophers and thinkers spanning 2,500 years.
Mm.
And if they are exposed to the thoughts of these, mind you, in our time and good, there are a lot of distractions already that we can hardly focus to substantial things. But if we would just read the works of the philosophers who really had time to focus on things that they think are necessary or essential, then the students who would take up philosophy would be introduced to the thoughts of the most influential philosophers spanning 2,500 years, even whether this philosophy is from the East or from the West.
Mm.
And ancient and modern theories of the nature of reality, knowledge, ethics, and politics are also discussed in philosophy. Mm. So you can also say that students would have a grasp of this because they are introduced to these thoughts. Mm. And lastly, the intellectual history and conceptual foundations of any field or subject that they would choose to study later, they already have the background of that in philosophy.
Mm.
Whether they would study technology, science, they would study the environment, they would study governance, they would study and politics, they would study the truth, what is right, what is wrong. So they are all discussed in philosophy. So you can just imagine the chances that the student would be able to have the opportunity to grasp all of this, and they are all offered in philosophy.
I see. So, sir, no, in relation to this one, I believe you have covered a lot in the brief span of your covering points as to why choose philosophy. In fact, some points have been preemptive already of the coming talking point that I'm going to share with you, no? Especially on philosophy and its application. But just to reiterate for the audience, no? Sir, how will philosophy be applied, for example, in the new setting that we all find ourselves in? We all know that COVID-19 has really changed or has really shifted many paradigms in what we know as about our world today. So philosophy and its applications, where do you see, for example, the training and the vast knowledge that graduates or students of the philosophy program can apply this in today's setting of a very changed world after COVID or during COVID?
I think in our part, the new normal is really something new for us. That's why it's called new normal.
Yes.
So it's really something new. However, if we go back to the history of knowledge, the history in philosophy, the world in the span of, like, for example, philosophy would let us go back up to 2,500 years before. In the span of 2,500 years, even during the time of Thales or in the time when the Vedas were written in the East, or when the Ionians were starting to question cosmological questions in the West or in Greece, what is happening in our world today has already been had been experienced by people already in the past. That's why we need to go back also and study how did they survive, or what was the attitude, or what was the attitude that they had that we can apply. But even if this is something new, man survived. And how? Like, even in the presence of, or in the, yeah, in the presence of the kind of technology that we have now, we still would have to go back to the questions like, would I choose to be depressed because the reality now is like this, or do I have a choice to be happy, or what is the better choice that I should choose? Like, existentialism would tell us that even if we are in the same situation, however, individually each of us has still a choice. Like, we in the new normal, we have more time to be with ourselves alone.
Yes, that's true.
We have more time to ruminate profound thoughts of the right of the philosophers, and perhaps it's also a time for us to go back to the ultimate questions. That what did the pandemic do to us? It stopped us from the rat race and the fast-paced kind of society, but are those really necessary? So that's something philosophical. Like, we go back to ourselves, like, yeah, Augustine would say, novelemme, novelemte, or let me know myself, let me know you. I have to go back to myself before I would know other people and ultimately God. So, we are given, the study of philosophy also gives us something like, reminds us that, hey, we have a lot to learn from the past also. There are a lot of books to read. We have no right to be bored because there are a lot of things to do still, even if we are trapped in our houses. Like we are just stopped from doing what we thought as normal, but, well, that's it.
I see, sir. So, basically, we have a lot of things to introspect, to think about, no, during this time. Okay. So, I'll also bring you now to the next one, the next point. I think this is the most important one, and we're nearing our time limit as well, no? Just perhaps this is the last question na lang, sir, for our discussion tonight. What brand of philosophy is San Jose offering? No, because I understand there are, or there is a parallel program of philosophy, bachelor's and even master's degree in the University of San Carlos as well. But how about for San Jose? What is the brand or what kind of philosophy does San Jose offer for those who are willing to study it? Yes.
If we go back to the offered program, there are specializations. There are specializations, and when we talk about specializations, it does not mean that we want to, because there's also a fear in me, like, what if people would just think that we just offer philosophy and we in particular specializations in order to something like to commercialize, to attract enrollees. So that's also my fear, because that's not really the brand that USJR would want to show. It's just that that's part of adapting to the choices of the students. Like, for example, even if they would study philosophy, perhaps they would have more specific fields that they are more passionate about. So the school offers also an avenue for them to have an added courses in the degree program in order for them to be more equipped to whatever passion or career they would like to have in relation to philosophy. So another thing also is that, as the arrival is still new, so we still really cannot identify the branding of the, we're still in the let's see and let's prove something also something, but we don't also want to be it to be seen as like there's no vision for the university to offer this, but it's always we would always go back to caritas et scientia. Caritas et scientia. That's the part of the mission statement of the university. Like, it's a kind of philosophy that would since USJR is a Catholic university, but it doesn't mean that we are really boxing students to, but we also want to offer to them that the Recollect School is emphasizing the importance of knowledge, however, with charity or love. So in the study of philosophy, it should always be not just for knowledge, but knowledge and wisdom, but also for love, for the Catholics, for the Church, for God, and for the non-Catholics who enroll for the transcendence or for something spiritual that they'd like more to discover as they study philosophy.
Okay, sir. So thank you for that, sir, no? And that has been very insightful. Thank you for your time tonight, sir. I know you're also very busy with all the modules and classes are also coming back to San Jose, sir, no?
Yes, sir. Nag-start na.
So it's starting. Okay. So thank you, sir Gulay, for your time tonight, no? And hopefully you can join us in more podcasts soon. Thank you, sir.
Thank you. Thank you also, sir. Thank you.
Okay.
And good night.
Thank you, sir. Good night. And thank you for listening to Kasinatian, Kasayuran, Kasaysayan, Kamatuuran. Tune in for more. Follow us on Facebook. We are available on Spotify, Google Podcasts, and several other platforms. So this is your host, Ryan Dave Rayla, signing off, and we'll catch you on the next one.